So I'm just going to read maybe four of my poems, and the first one I'm going to read is called Tweaks in May. This is a poem that was inspired by when I was a little girl. My daddy had died when I was 5 months old, so I used to kind of want to know or to have a picture of him. So I would ask a lot of questions to my mom, like, what did he say when he was dying? Did he say anything to me? Or did he give me anything? And my mom would say, no, he didn't say anything. He didn't give you anything. And then one point she remembered, she said, oh yeah, he gave you a twig. And I said, what was the twig for? And it was a tradition that if someone was very ill and they were going to pass, then they would pluck a twig. If they had an infant, they would pluck a twig and put it in their hand so that they can hand it over to the infant. And this was going to make the infant not to cry when they pass. So I was saying, so did I not cry then when I got my twig? And she said, oh yeah, you cried later on, so this is about it. May is my lucky month. All twigs I may wish for come to me true in May. They say in May my father fell ill and gave me a twig, that I may not cry. They say I was good that cold May day. They say I cried when night fell. Why did I cry? Holding my twig. It was the biting cold, they say. Some say it was mother's breast gone dry. Mother says she was too sad to remember my twig. I lost my twig and my father that May night, but it comes to me in full blossom every May. It's about death again, but this is a happier death. This is my grandmom's death, and she had lived long, and we all celebrated her life. And so this is an epitaph. The only place, my grandmother, I have to say this, was a very creative woman. She had nothing, but she would have everything, you know, by just creating things and meals and everything from scratch. So I love this about her. So this came from once when I went to her house and I wanted tea, and she probably didn't even have the tea leaves. That's what they used then. She didn't have the sugar, she didn't have the milk, so she didn't have anything to make tea with, but she gave me tea. But this is what happens. The only place grandmother could be contained. She now definitely thinks inside a box, for she never thought inside a box of tea, a bag of sugar, or a bottle of milk. Grandmother thought outside all boxes and bags and bottles. I used to detect the odor of peanut butter in my tea. This was the milk she used. I thought it was my wayward thinking before I knew peanut butter could be milk. To think that they have black tea because they have no milk, they might as well have no tea while bush grows. And this was one that was published in The Burning Bush, and it's called A Letter from Rome. I can say I speak for most of us when I say it hasn't been easy when we got here. We faced a lot of challenges, or should I say, the challenges faced us. Though it sounds like one the same thing, still I find, though at first the challenges faced us, and then as time went by, we became able to face them. I cannot outline all here now. We will discuss them over the fire one night when I come back. When we got here, we found out that the Romans have made a dark drink from old times. It is dark and it revolts as it's poured. You can imagine, time liquidized and contained. The locals here seem to drink it smoothly. Though to our disgust we find it impossible to drown, we have however devised a way by holding our noses and shutting our eyes. We can force it down the throats without tasting the bitterness. We have our own Guinness record of books that we enter the names of those among us who can down a glass without tears. Some already boast that they can no longer drink anything else except this. We meet often to celebrate achievements like this and to encourage those lagging. We find out and came as a surprise that Romans do not live in the house of God as you may have assumed. Most of them have a special relationship with God, which means they celebrate birth and baptism, marriage and weddings, and of course funerals. I miss the drums at Mass. I know I may have found the drums a little disturbing before, but their absence seems to be killing something in me, or should I say, has created a lack of resuscitation mechanism that was keeping me alive.
Go on.
This poem is just talking about how the time was passing very hard when I came here to join my husband, and you know, it seems to ever be raining and it seems to ever be dark, and I was so, you know, feeling like I've achieved something when a month passed and when a year passed. But now I just feel like everything is okay and I can run in rain, I can sing and go everywhere. Yeah. So this is what it is about. It's not about Guinness at all. I read one small one that I love as well. This is about my dad and his, thank you, his jacket that they didn't bury him with because they had to give to my brother who was 3 years old. And then it turned out so funny. So you went cold without your coat. At 3, the inheritance he got. At 10, he was tall. If you could see him, he could almost fit if he tried. But that auntie visiting through the mud walls had eaten an arm and half. Oh, how she mourned for you, for your coat, that you went cold without your coat. So I'll read the last one from Landing Places that Eva and Sporbala put together. They edited this collection. So two of my poems were in there and I'm just going to read one of them. This poem is about my country, Zimbabwe, where I come from. It just seems to be a country where nothing seems to hold, and you know, there could be peace, and then before we know it, things have changed. And so I was just looking at it and thinking as I was here. Land of four emotions. It's green and wet, not for long. It's brown and grey, not for long. It's cold and frosted, not for long. It's dusty and windy, not for long. It's a land of four emotions. I have treaded on her bare feet. I have treaded on her boots on. I have treaded on her in stilettos. I have also driven on roads rocky and dusty, tarmac trimmed on. I have slept on a reed mat. I have slept under the stars. I have slept in 3 or 4 stars. No wonder why I'm a wreck of emotions, crying, laughing sometimes, but not for long. Thank you.